This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. A Canadian film crew is shooting footage of a manufacturing plant where specialized steel products are being fabricated. Their topic involves remarkable long and tall tubular steel and building products. To do this story, they had to come from Canada to rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we met Paul Mai, founder of several companies, including Myco Industries, the subject of the Canadian film. Plant manager of Myco Industries is Dave Cox. Cox grew up in southern Kansas and Oklahoma. He worked for a steel warehouse in western Kansas, where he learned to weld and work with various metals. He also met and married his wife. They have four children, all of whom earned degrees from K-State. They moved to Solomon, where he applied for a job at a Salina welding shop owned by Paul Mai. Mai took me on for what was initially going to be 2 or 3 months, Cox said. I ended up working for him for more than 30 years. I was very blessed to have him as a mentor. Mai expanded his businesses through the years. In 1995, he founded Myco Industries in Ellsworth. The city of Ellsworth was very helpful, Cox said. Myco's original facility consisted of approximately 50,000 square feet. The company specialized in three-plate rigid frames utilized in the metal building industry. In 2001, we diversified, Cox said. There was an expanding need for cell towers, so we moved into manufacturing multi-sided tubular poles for cell and utility towers, he said. As the pole division grew, more fabrication space was added in 2015. Currently, Myco Industries has 115,000 square feet of production space. The company processes 1 million pounds of steel coils, all of which is made in the USA. The company is a leading manufacturer of poles, structures, and skids. In addition to cell towers, the company's poles are used as traffic and signal poles, lighting poles, utility poles, wind towers, and more. Myco also manufactures bridge tub and plate girders, transportation signs, and industrial skids, plus buildings. We do a lot of custom steel fabrication here. We build open-span structures commonly used in airplane hangars and sports facilities, Cox said. Examples include indoor practice facilities for such football teams as K-State, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the New York Giants. Another structural steel example is an 8-story building that is going to Florida to be used by NASA and SpaceX to house rockets. Overhead steel signs are another specialty, built to the exacting standards of various states' departments of transportation. As noted last week, Myco Industries is part of the Mai family of companies. There's a synergy between the companies, so we can work together to help each other, Cox said. Founder Paul Mai's daughter, Frida Mai Weiss, is president of the company. In 2023, Myco Industries was named Manufacturing and Distribution State Winner by the Kansas Department of Commerce in the To the Stars Kansas Business Awards. We are very proud to be a Made in Kansas fabricator, Cox said. We take very seriously being made in Kansas, the great state of Kansas, and in the USA, he said. The current tariffs have leveled the playing field for us, and we're in a better position than we were, he said. I'm proud of what we've accomplished here, Cox said. The company's success is so remarkable that it attracted the attention of a Canadian film crew which came to Ellsworth to record an episode of How It's Made, a documentary history and science show in Canada. Our products literally go coast to coast, and sometimes they're shipped abroad, Cox said. It's an impressive record for a company in the rural community of Ellsworth, population 3,066 people. Now that's rural. For more information about the company, go to www.mycoind.com. That's MAICOIND.com. It's time to say goodbye to Ellsworth, where a Canadian film crew was shooting video about this remarkable company in rural Kansas. We commend Frida Mai Weiss, Dave Cox, and all those involved with Myco Industries for making a difference with innovation and hard work in the steel industry. From cell towers to 8-story rocket buildings, that's a tall order. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.